Hallelujah. Let's add God a mighty hand clap for the ministers who have just left,
which
has the waters which bring eternal life, the spirit of truth flow unto us to give us life. We spoke when we believe. Inside us will flow rivers of living waters. Verse 37 up to 39. The water of the Holy Spirit, rivers of living waters, it's passed through the word and flowed unto us. We be cleansed, we be renewed. Fulfill John 15 verse 3, that you are clean by the word you have heard.
In
Ephesians 5 verse 22 downwards, washed us with water through the word. Now if you hear the word of God, prove that you washed out the evil, the pride, stubbornness, madness, not being careful, not humbling, not being changed to turn to righteousness, you retain in evil. All those be washed from you.
If
you are not washed in vain, if you are like a pig, for they saw it, that the soul has been washed. It returned back to the mud. We thank the Lord. He who's kept us, not allowed us to go back into the mud.
But
you too is escaped from here.
You
go back in the mud, he's just washed you. Every day he washed you in the water through the word. You have mercy on you. You shall not ask God to have mercy on you.
You
don't say God have mercy on you, but you have mercy on you. Pity yourself, for it's not God to fall in hell, but you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What? That we pray for mercy for them. Grace already came. Bible
says
in Ephesians 2:6, we were saved by grace. You think what saved you, it is grace. It means
if
you play within it, you don't have mercy on yourself. You pity and have mercy on yourself. Don't wait to fall in hell. And you begin to say, I wish I knew. I wish I put in action. Now that those going to cry like that, I wish I knew. And they were in the world. Another cry. I wish I did what they told me. I knew them. But I did do them.
Abaddon
is going to beat me 5 months. He will
change.
As it is written in Revelations chapter 9.
If
you will give yourself scriptures which will basically to beat you.
No
more cry, I wish I knew.
But you will
be crying, I wish I did what I was told. Most cry, I wish I knew.
See,
here there is one cry. I wish I did what I was told.
That
would have required you not even to know the way of truth than to have known it. And then you went back in the mud. You no more cry the other style. No, not.
Style
of your crying in hell, it's known and clear. That one new truth. And refuse to put it in action. Is it not the way you will be you?
As
the big head, you've retained it. Will it enter in the door of heaven?
Listen now.
Speaking sweet to our ears, he started from that side.
Me, I mind one thing, how are you to enter heaven? All the rest you enjoy, me, I'm not up to those. I mind one thing.
I know you will
thank God if you will enter heaven if you don't want to thank now. There are two people whom I know, those who honor salvation. The one in heaven and the one in hell. They are ones who honor salvation.
Those
on the earth, most of them, though they get saved, they rarely honor salvation. What in heaven they say? I got saved how? How did I get saved? How did I get righteous? I am in heaven. My.
And
he said the other person insisted on me. He insulted me with a big head. All not softening. And he begins to thank from there. Thank you.
Lord,
thank you for your servants. Who charged me every day to keep righteousness? Now those in hell they cry. My goodness.
I don't know.
I can be given, just be saved. And they see the dwarf. So I go back and they only give me salvation. And they don't give me food. And they don't give me houses.
They are
seeking of houses and cars. They don't mind. But we already were sat in the heavenly places. We began to honor salvation. You still on this earth. We discern and get to understand you. This person, what failed them to honor salvation, they are not yet sat in the heavenly places. They are still moving, looming on this world. Anytime they are losing heaven, they fall in hell.
Prove
those in heaven honor salvation. Angels, one person repent and they step. They have to rejoice, make a feast there. You are really God. They rejoice in heaven.
Revelation
they say, salvation of our God, even of the Lamb of God, it has come to us. I choose our brethren because heaven's honor salvation. Angels, salvation. Instead of to minister, they say, we want servants to inherit salvation, only that kind of people. And they are to inherit salvation. Now, the one in hell says, my God, at least me, let me leave them there. But they are the people of mine. They send them a pastor to save them. They don't come in this place. At least it ends on him or her. For to see their mother, to see your brother, to see your father, and they are fallen in the same place where they are.
He said,
now I love them. The man in Luke, he said they sent for his brothers. They don't make it to that place. They
say
salvation is precious. But now you God has put you in it, that you can inherit it. You don't see any worth in it. You compare it with food. God, not given me food, I'm going to get out of salvation. Food, sweet for the eyes, the ears, the cheeks. That is brought. Is that sweet for the cheeks, just eating?
It's
food for the eyes, sweet for the eyes, just watching things. I want to see a car, it's my house.
Just
those others for the eyes, others for the ears, others for the mouth. But you compare them with salvation. Did you get pride? You retain it. Comparing it with salvation.
In salvation,
you still have it to say. Pride is equal to salvation.
orokokotya nosigala bubi.
Save you remain in that
state.
As if you say all these are equal.
Emputu ngojenkanya no burokozira no
busi. No jamburokozira bubi. You can't be salvation very precious. You retain pride which is cheap.
Hello.
Are we together? Chatting with the Psalms. Speaking in Psalms. We are speaking the Psalms, the scriptures. Then we move on to steps. We first have a speech together. How is the speech? Is it sweet? But do you honor salvation? You ask them.
They
according to how you know them. How you see the way they do things, whether they honor salvation. As you know them.
Know
whether they have stubbornness, you know it. Tell them that you see.
Do
you think that stubbornness is equal to salvation? Have you spoke together? They say they honor salvation. In which way? Have they explained when they act stubborn? Let them give you a number of signs show that they honor salvation. That you've not inherited heaven.
Those
heavens honor salvation. You are on this earth. Not yet inherited salvation in heaven. You just inherit. Something they inherit is very precious and
special.
The word inheritance. They don't buy it with a plate of meal or food. No, not. Inheritance is big. What have they explained?
That
according to their stubbornness, they honor salvation.
Me,
I know each one of you how you conduct yourself. Each I know here. Look at that one. Those of heaven, when they saw salvation, Bible says, and they were like dreaming. And they were filled with laughter. They said, salvation has come. My God.
Heaven,
when they saw salvation, they saw something precious. My God.
And they wondered,
how happened salvation to come? Let's read at least one scripture in Revelations.
Kubikulisira ya kumi na bili. Nolunyiriri ole kumi na urumu.
Revelations chapter 12 verses 11.
Na waba muangula urumu saigo mwana gwendiga. Nolwe chigambo echo kutegeza kwa awe.
Revelation chapter 12 verses 10.
Nempulira dobozi dene muguru ngaliyogera nti kakano bulokozi buze.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation.
Guru,
heaven. It all confessed once.
Banango bulokozi buze.
Salvation has come. In the Psalms they
say,
they were like dreaming.
What?
Salvation? It's come. But do you know the years they spent as they waited for it? Ever since heavens and earth were created, they have passed a few years then sin been manifested. Yes. And the angels in heaven, none of them died in the sin when you have died. They saw it, they got tired of it.
Those
who get tired of it when they check from the earth, they get tired of Satan while in hell. And they feel they hate. If they dare set them free, they go down where he's imprisoned and they carry him. Even they bite him, you still are comforting and smooching him. You can arrest Satan and comfort him as his works are. You work with him. You fornicate. You steal. You rob. You act pride. Heaven. Once.
Salvation
of God has come everywhere. And the voices have been changed. And they were like dreaming. And a few laughters in their cheek.
It's okay.
Is that possible? Salvation has come. But now you look at you. You are in a joking playing within it. The good things, you know the tears you're going to cry. Don't start it on the other side. I didn't know. I would have gotten saved. I got saved. But I did do what I was told. You will be interesting while there.
Yeah.
Those who cry didn't know. They
will
even get a moment of their pain. They hear, they wonder, I didn't do what I was told. And you know my cry, I didn't know. This one came for what here? They got saved. How did they reach here?
Do
you know the price of salvation? And God give you a chance, you get saved.
He gives,
as you have it now. You look to your brethren and you say, you, what are you on? You still play with salvation? You compare it with stubbornness and madness? You've told them, how are they looking? Are they shamed? Let us read. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God. The same salvation has come. It's come with his power. And the kingdom of God is established. But we seek for strength in you. We wonder whether it's salvation. We wonder whether it really came.
Or
when salvation comes, strength comes, which overcomes sin. It begins to show the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit in the acts of righteousness. Salvation cannot come until you're still weak to fight sin. Perhaps not yet reached you. For when strength comes, the kingdom of God comes. Matthew 10:28. If
we cast
demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us, so that the strength and salvation has come with strength.
In
Acts 1:87, when the Spirit will come and give you power, they saw power. The Holy Spirit is filled in them, and salvation has come. There are things which prove that salvation has come. And the power which fights sin is much in your life.
The
pride cannot exalt itself above you. But look at it. It's overflowing in your life. Look at the beheadedness. Look at not humbling. You don't soften. You don't have any strength to fight sin and you're in salvation. You come get saved again. I speak of you. Speak of the precious value of salvation one day. You live in shitty hills. That day I will not have any mercy on you. I will speak to you everything. How you sat down there.
The way
you spied salvation and you thought you were in it. Look at the pride. Look at the big head. Look at the the stubbornness. Look at not softening. You don't honor the word of God.
You
even past, do whatever you want in it. How are you familiar like that? Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
N'obuyinza bwa Kristo we.
And the power of his Christ.
Kubanga lopa baganda wafe ya sulibwa. Abalopa maso kwa katonda wafe emisana nechiro.
For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. Say what is proof that salvation has come. The accuser has been cast away.
Yet
still your life is all exalted in him. How dare you say you are in salvation? You are just trying to enter.
That's
what Bible says.
Angels
come to minister to those to inherit salvation. You might have begun on the journey. There are manners you have to conduct yourself which make at a heir of salvation. No child give an inheritance when they have not checked their conduct. Whether they will throw away the inheritance. If they say they want to inherit salvation, you are prepared to inherit it. Among you, not yet even. According to the worth, I know it. You say one thing that God saved us. I'm sure you are on the way to salvation. Until you will prove. Signs which prove you become a heir. They show it below here in the verse 12. Verse 11. They show them here. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Yes. They overcame him by the blood. Honor the blood. That it alone can sanctify. It's very precious. And they know we are bought with the price of the blood. We have honor God in the spirit even with our bodies. But the blood you see, it has nothing. Don't mind that it honors God. You want to cloth the way you want that he saves you. Look. You see. We try, you see the value of salvation. You see them. They are so much on us. There is no child who will be prepared to be with manners of a hair, and they are not on them. And if I don't instruct you and rebuke you, you are illegitimate, you can't inherit salvation. Inheriting salvation, you inherit the Savior. To inherit salvation, you inherit the Savior. You think you inherit what? That's why Christ him as the Savior. When God loved the world, he sent him to save it. He is the Savior. He is the chief heir. He inherits together with him. We inherit salvation.
But
one of what you cannot inherit salvation. Inheriting the Savior. The blood alone to redeem and cleanse you. You found your last
seat.
Your body, you take it yours. Yes. You decide. These scriptures tell me what. You're so big to, in your own eyes. It is written. The blood of Jesus speak better words. How do you, like which ones that don't fornicate, for you are cleansed by the blood and you move to them, you come back, you are among those in salvation. He said, look at this one.
Blood
alone, they honored it. They knew even covers of heaven. They needed a better sacrifice to be cleansed. It's very precious. And they said, one of what show that this blood is honored, precious, just to reach you on the Savior himself, to inherit salvation. You inherit salvation, then the Savior. That's very precious. It needs to be honored. And you think the way he shared it to sanctify you, if you don't go back in stubbornness, but you despised all of them. You are you. You decide as you. For the things that will be done on earth as done in heavens. You say, me have things to decide myself.
You
want to get angered. You get angered. You don't think you even claim that sacrifice. You just say, me, I have anger. I'm hot tempered. You try me, see my temper. You don't remember. Every salvation precious, you bought with a price. Blood of Jesus. You don't think of all of it. You decide stubbornness. As you want. But they are going to beat you in hell.
And
don't cry, I never knew. But I knew. I did to them. Praise Jesus much. You despise the blood so much.
And
what enter you in the next wharf of salvation? You know, it's not cheap also.
The
very first Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, you can understand it. We are just speaking with each other. We speak in the Psalms, in the scriptures. Yes. We are speaking together. You don't want the speech anymore. The story is very bad. Read the Corinthians. The story gets interesting.
You two,
as you read there, we are speaking together. And you say, my God. Lady, gentlemen, you decide what you feel you want. Styles here, you do what you want. Not minded what Jesus wants. Yes. You cut your lashes. Don't mind, you're very precious. You paint yourself a prostitute. That's when they bought. Look at them. Look at them. Tell them how you're lacking so much. That we want you to go in Revelations. That we move on to know issues of angels. They profit you where you refuse to align yourself.
Themselves
suppose inherit salvation. Are we together? Story is interesting. Let us read there.
Abakolinso ekisoke sura ya mukaga n'olunyiriri lwa 19.
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
Obate mmanyingo mbiri gwamwe yeye kali yo moyo mutukuvu ali mumwe. Gwe mulina yava eri Katonda. Namwe temuli kubwa mmwe.
What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have of God, and you are not of your own? Verse 20.
kubanga mwagulibwa na muwendo. Kale mugulumizenga Katonda mu mubiri gwammwe ne mu moyo gwammwe.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Hey.
Yes. We are not more our own when he bought us with the price of the blood. Don't wake up one day. Are you your own? You have to ask. One who bought me wants me to do how?
For
when you buy a car and move, starts moving by itself, you wonder. This car? I bought it, it's my car. It's me having them. Where has it moved itself? Who has started it even? Or you buy a house,
you
find it sold off itself. You wonder? Even the documents has it of selling itself legal.
Me
as the house
I
sold myself or my master and I am of this person. You say, my God, is this a real house? Remember your temple of Holy Spirit. You find you sold yourself in fornication. In my house. Even the documents you have
written
on pride, stubbornness, wiseacking, is where I've sold myself.
When
I come speak of the worth of salvation,
where
it takes up all the service, you will come get saved.
Is
that possible, Pastor Shalom? In the house, you found it. You built it, first of all. Okay, you built it. It sold off itself. You come bought it, redeemed it back to yourself. Remember, we built us. We built us himself. We sold ourselves in sin. He came bought us back. Again, we sell back ourselves. Even resist you put in their pride, stubbornness. They are ones who bought me off. I've sold off myself. And the owner of the house said, your car, you buy it, find it moved away when it's you with the keys. There's no way to drive it. It's moved away. There is where you refuse to be led by the Holy Spirit. He finds you've moved already. You did all what you want.
If a guy
knocked the neighbors.
Knocked
fornication, immorality, foolishness. No, it can't drive itself how it is. They say that one drive it. It moved out of his hands. Now they have said,
for
he bought you with the precious blood. You honor him in the spirit with your body. But you know, you see that you have authority. It's my body, I clothe the way I want. I say the man or woman I want. Scripture, though they say this, they be with their own husband and their one wife.
Ah.
You rubbish it.
Have
you honored salvation? Let me end here. But you examine yourself. You may be you yourself. It may be you yourself. It's you get your precious things and you buy them with nothing to buy with. You sell them with nothing to buy them for from you. Yes. They sell them off. You sell them off. You sign up, sold to this person and it's bought it with nothing. Salvation, what you've done to it. You never think of it be precious. As I began telling you, there are two kind of people who honor salvation. The one in heaven and the one in hell. After you would have checked from this earth, you enter heaven.
And
so you are in this earth. You are no more of the world. I will see you. I will know that you honor salvation. Till I see you in the midst, you're falling in hell. You honor salvation while in hell.
Before we
there are two places where they honor salvation.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! You choose where you will be. May God bless you for those words. Those we've spoken together. Yes.
But
blessed is he who heals. Yes. But if they don't put in action, the blessing is taken from them. He gets from the words of the book and he adds in them and
they
subtracted from the blessing of eating from the tree of life.